each year, on November 11, Remembrance Day events take place across Canada to honor those who have lost their lives at war. In the weeks preceding, countless red poppies will have been bought, and events, ceremonies, parades and receptions paying respect to the thousands of veterans who served are meticulously put together. Here on the North Shore, there are a number of ways to honor those who served this Saturday, from small, intimate ceremonies to large-scale parades. For the full list, see below. City of North Vancouver. For another year, the city will be teaming up with the North Shore Veterans Council to host their annual Remembrance Day parade and ceremony. The J.P. Fell Pipe Band-led parade will begin at the Armory on Forbes Avenue at 9:30 a.m., stopping for a wreath-laying ceremony at the Victoria Park Cenotaph at 10:30 a.m. Following the ceremony, the parade will proceed up Lonsdale Avenue to East 15th Street, where it will turn west and head back to the Armory to conclude. Motorists are advised to expect disruptions to the roads from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., with partial closures penned for Lonsdale Avenue and East 14th Street. Throughout the ceremony, the 100 block of East Keith Road will be fully closed, with no residential vehicle access. Those who are unable to attend the ceremony in person can watch via livestream at nsvcc.ca. District of North Vancouver. The district, the Burrard Yacht Club and North Vancouver Recreation and Culture will return their annual Remembrance Day ceremony at Way Ah Wichin, Kate's Park, from 10:15 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. The district and the Lynn Valley Legion will also be holding a small, intimate Remembrance Day ceremony at their outpost on 1630 Lynn Valley Road at 10:45 a.m. West Vancouver. The District of West Vancouver and the Royal Canadian Legion, West Vancouver Branch No. 66, will pay tribute to Canada's soldiers with a parade that will begin at 10:45 a.m. from 18th Street, before carrying on along Marine Drive to the Cenotaph at Marine Drive's Memorial Park. Mina Kerr-Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the local journalism initiative. Mina Kerr-Lazenby at nsnews.com, twitter.com/MinaKerr-Lazenby.